Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch, where if you touch my life, you will get a fresh touch. I am your host and author, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. I love this part of my living because I'm being transformed by the Word into more like Jesus. So I love this part. I'm a practicing believer, and what I practice is the Word of God. And you know, it really do take that practice. So practice makes perfect, to get in that place and then stay in that place where God would have us to stay and live from that place. It is so amazing to me to practice living the Word of God. Just on this week, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Practicing the Word of God. Just on this week, I tell you, it really pays to live the Word of God, and He will come through. He will come through and take us through. And it is so encouraging to know that God is real. He's real, y'all. And if you really need the help, you can go to Him. You can go to God and ask Him whatever you want to ask Him, and He will answer. You can ask me all day long, but if God don't give it to me, I don't have an answer for you. But you can go to God. You don't have to go to somebody else and ask the question. But you can go directly to God. And He made that possible by sending Jesus. And Jesus is that mediator for us. So we can go to Him. He'll take it to God, and then God will give an answer. So we don't have to be in these ruts and these places in our lives, but we can go directly to God, and I love that. And I just needed to say that, how beautiful it is to be able to go to God in prayer. I carry out my divinely appointed position as a customer service agent for Jesus, servicing the souls of people that I meet as I live my journey of purpose. Journey of purpose. And that maybe one day we'll need to talk about that. What is your journey of purpose? Are you still confused? Are you still trying to figure it out? What it is that God would have you to do. You've been here how long? You've been in a relationship with God how long, and you're yet trying to figure out what it is that you're to do. Well, you're not staying in touch with him, because he will give you just what it is that you are to do. If you go to Jesus and ask him, what is it that he would have you do? He'll give it to you, and then walk therein. Walk in what the Lord gives you. Walk in that. That's exactly what I am doing. I am walking in a customer service agent position. Servicing souls. That's what God told me, to service the souls. So that's what this broadcast is all about, to service souls, to encourage you and myself to get a job done. Because, as I always say, I want to hear God say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." But if you don't know what you are to do, and you're staying confused about it, then the enemy just have place to just keep you messed up until you leave here. And then you will have not have gotten the job done that God had for you. Seek him. Seek him. Find out what it is that he would have you to do so that you can live your life every day. Expect to be blessed. Every day. Expect to be blessed every day. Well, I thank God for the broadcast on today, and I thank God for you listening in. And if you can't listen in right now as I am live, you can always go to the archives and you can download it or upload the message for today, and you can listen in to the message for today. So don't let anything stop you from listening and being encouraged, because that's what it's all about. That's what God is all about, encouraging us. This is just a dress-up room, getting us ready for that great day when he shall appear, when he shall come back and give us exactly what we are to do, how we are to do it. So let us be encouraged in the Lord in everything that we do. All right then. So like I said, I'm so encouraged that you're here with me today. And we want to have a word of prayer before we go into the topic on today. Expect to be blessed every day. And we want to talk about that. And we want to be encouraged to be expect to live in that expectation of being blessed every day. What about you? I know I am. I'm expecting the Lord every day to bless me. And so that's why I'm living this life. What about you? Are you living this life expecting to be blessed every day? All right then. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So let's just have a word of prayer, and then we will get into our topic for today. Now, if you have a prayer request or you have something on your mind right now that you need the Lord to do for you, I want you to come go with me. I want you to bring your mind in, and I want you to come go with me in prayer, and let us talk to the Lord for these few minutes, expecting the Lord to answer our request, because, you know, he is a prayer-answering God, and he loves that. He loves to encourage us. He wants to encourage us. He wants to give us how to do, when to do. You know, he just loved being that leader. And he said if we would acknowledge him in all of our ways and our doings, He'll direct us. So we want to acknowledge God in whatever that situation is that you have before you, or whatever that situation is in your life that don't look like you've received an answer and you've been looking and you're searching. Well, I know the answer giver, and his name is Jesus. So come go with me and bring that situation to him and let him answer for you. Let him give you what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. Just when is just the right time to make that step. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and give it to him. Will you do that? Will you give God that question that you have, that situation that you have, that you've been wrestling with for days, for weeks, for months, for years? Oh, my God, when you could have the answer right now. Jesus has it. He got it for you. And he's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to give it to him. Talking to you, Shirley. Talking to you. Give it to God. Talking to you, Betty. Give it to God. Talking to you, Jennifer. Give it to God. Let God have it. And anyone else that have a situation and you don't know what to do about it. Well, I tell you, God do. He know how to handle it. That's why he says, acknowledge him. He won't stay out. He won't stay out. He want us to be happy. He want us to be blessed every day in our minds, in our bodies, and in our spirits. But except we give it to him, he can't help us. We got to give it to him. So come go with me, and let's go into prayer right now. Most gracious Father, today, we sure do thank you, and Lord, we magnify you, and we give you all the glory and all of the praise for who you are, God. We thank you for it right now, God, for you are great, Lord, and you're worthy of every one of our praises. And Father, we give them to you. Thank you for being in our lives, oh God. Thank you for being a keeper, God. Thank you for being a mind regulator. Thank you for being a healer, God. Thank you for being a deliverer. Thank you, God, for being everything that we need you to be, God. In the name of Jesus, we magnify you. We glory in you today, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for being who you are. Thank you for being a friend on today, God. In the name of Jesus, in the midst, God, of our turmoils, Lord, thank you. In the name of Jesus, in the midst of everything, God, that's going on, Lord, in the world, in the name of Jesus, in our government, God, in our church, Lord, in our homes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you are the answer. You are the answer, God, for every one of our situations. Oh, God, have mercy today, Lord. Help us to give over to you, God, these situations, Lord, that you might come, Lord, to our rescue, God. You told us in your word, God, that we could stand on your promises, God. And, Father, we're standing today, hallelujah, Jesus, we're standing on your word, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and we're waiting on you, God. We're waiting, Lord, for you, God, to come to our rescue, Lord. Come, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Come, Lord. We're expecting you, God, to come, Lord, in the midst of our sicknesses, in the name of Jesus. In the midst of our financial situations, God, we're expecting a blessing from you today, God. Every day, God, we're expecting, Lord, a blessing from you, God. Thank you, Lord. You make the difference, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, God. Nobody like you, God. Nobody anywhere like you, Father. And we thank you, Lord. We ask that you would go into the sick room right now. Every sick room, God, in the name of Jesus. And I touch, and I agree, Lord, with my sister for healing right now, God. I touch and agree, Lord. And you said, God, if we touch and agree, where two, we touch and agree, Lord, on anything, God. You said you would be in the midst and you would answer, Lord. So go in the sick room. I touch and agree with my sister, with my brother, God. In the name of Jesus, in the midst of your people, Lord, go there right now, God, and heal, deliver, and set free, God. In the name of Jesus, we stand, Lord, on your word, God. You said it, Lord. We stand on your word, God. You are a man that cannot lie, God, in the name of Jesus, and we standing on it. Right now, God, we stand on it, God, your word, Lord, for healing, for deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for our finances, oh God. If we would just obey, God, you said we would eat the good of the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Here we stand, Lord. Here we stand on your mighty word, and we thank you for it on today, God, and we magnify you. Go into the hospitals, God. Go into the homes of your people, Lord, where there's hurt, abuse, in the name of Jesus. Go there, Lord, and console, God, in the name of Jesus. Arrest that soul now, God, in the name of Jesus, that peace may abide, God. Your peace, let it abide, God. Peace, in the name of Jesus, I speak peace. In your name right now, God, in the name of Jesus, peace in those homes, peace in that hospital, God, peace for your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it right now, God, in your most holy name today, God, we thank you for this prayer, God, for you have anointed us to share the good news about you, Lord, your blessings, your promises, God. And we thank you for it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we are acknowledging you. We're inviting you in, God, in the name of Jesus. Take a part, Lord. Take over. Take the lead, God, and give us how to do, God, what to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. In your name we pray today. And we thank you for this prayer, Lord. Continue to bless us our prayer. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen, 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 amen. Thank God for prayer, for prayer is always in order. Thank you, Lord. And I like to look at it as just like the White House. And, you know, they got that red phone that shows that, you know, when they need to talk to the president. Well, prayer is our red phone. And we can call him up any time of day, night, any hour. We can call him up and we can get Jesus on the line. So prayer is that for us. It's that for us. So if you have a prayer request and you would like us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your prayer request right there. Or we even have another way now. We at All Nations Christian Center have an app, and you can go download that app, All Nations Christian Center, and you can go right in there and leave your prayer request right there, and it will go directly to our pastor, Elder Mitchell, and he will pray, as we all will pray for you, whatever the situation is. Because, you know, there isn't anything that's too hard for God. All right, all right. Now, if you would like for me to be a speaker, because that's what I am, a motivational encourager. So if you would like for me to come and encourage people on your program, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. And if you would have a testimony and you would like to share that testimony right here on Blog Talk Radio, for I am live and in living color for the next 8 minutes, you can do just that. All right. And don't forget to check out my books on my website. All right. I've given you all of my spiel. Now let's get to this topic for today. Expect to be blessed every day. Expect. What are you saying, Dr. Green? What are you saying? Expect. I'm saying expect. I'm saying anticipate regarding something as probable or likely. So expect. I'm talking about ask, require, expect, consider. I'm talking about to look for, to await, to look forward to the probable occurrence of being blessed every day. I'm talking about being blessed, and I want you to expect it. Get it in your mind. Dress in it. That's one of my books that I'm working on, dressing. So expect. Get it in your mind. Dress in it to be blessed. Not just Sunday when you go to church, not just Thursday or Tuesday when you have Bible study, but every day, because we are living on God's program. We're on His program. Psalms 92:12-14 says that the righteous, and that's you, that's me, the righteous, we're talking about the righteous shall flourish. Oh, my goodness. To flourish. Gonna bloom. Gonna just flourish, just bloom. I mean flourish. Woo! Can you see that? Can you just imagine just flourishing? Can you imagine that? I can see it. I can just in my mind. And I thank God for imagination, because I can imagine flourishing. So the righteous shall flourish. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We shall flourish. It says, as or like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Look at that. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Haven't you seen a palm tree and how beautifully it grows and how it just flourishes? Well, that's the way that we as the righteous are set to do. But it comes with some stipulations. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall, if you're planted, see, we got to be planted, got to be planted in the house of the Lord, and then we're going to grow, we're going to flourish like the cedar in Lebanon, like the palm tree. Don't you want to flourish? Don't you want to expect to be blessed every day? Well, I do. I expect every day. I expect a blessing. And I'm always saying I expect a miracle every day. So in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. In the courts of our God. In God's sight, we are to flourish. That's what we are to expect. They shall still bring forth fruit. Look at that. In old age. No stopping. It's no age. In old age. Going to still bring forth fruit. Whatever the Lord giveth. They shall be fat and flourish. Fat. Fat, faithful, faithful, and I forget the other two words, but we're going to be fat and flourish. There is a difference in living and existing. That's my thing. God taught me that there's a difference. For years, I just existed for everybody else. I just existed. But I got a hold to the word of God. And I started living it. I started practicing it, God's word. And ever since that day, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, I no longer just exist, but I now live. Woo-hoo! Oh, God, what a blessing it is to live excited about what God's going to do next. Expect to be blessed every day. Job 36 and 1 says, if they obey and serve him, serve the Lord, they will spend the rest of their days in prosperity. If they will obey, that it seemed like such a hard thing for us to get a hold to obey and then serve God. Lord, what is it that you would have me to do? What is it, Lord? What is it? And then just do that, to obey and serve him. They will spend the rest of their days in prosperity. What is prosperity? It's not just money, but it's in our health. It's in our everything, prosperity. Be prosperous in everything that our hands touch and the things that we do. We'll spend our days in prosperity and their years in contentment. Oh! Don't you want to be content? Spend, complete, live out, accomplish, and his days in and end his days in prosperity. Oh my God, to be content, to be complete, doing the will of God, doing that God has given us to do. Matthew 6:11 says, give us this day our daily bread. God will give us daily with patience possess our souls, not trying to live beyond and enjoying it, but enjoy the day, our daily bread. He'll give us what we need for today. Living not just existing, going through the motions, but truly enjoying. Psalm 68:19 says, blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. He supports us every day. He continues to bless us with heavenly benefits. What a mighty God we serve. Who don't want to serve a God that have everyday blessings in mind? Who don't want to serve a God like that? And when we give him, thank you, ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus, when we give him our everyday situation, he will make the way. Try it. If you haven't done it, give it to God. Practice it, giving it to him every day. And watch God and expect to be blessed every day. Until the next time, bye-bye.